We have reached Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start with this story on a Friday morning, Alan. U.S. News & World Report released its annual list of best places to live in the USA. Albany came in at number 36. It's a score of 6.7 out of 10, with the highest score category being the job market and the lowest being net migration. Other places in our listening area: Springfield, Massachusetts, 74, Worcester, 65, Hartford, Connecticut, 59, Syracuse, New York, 53. Number one, Denver, Colorado.
Well, I could sort of go along with the Denver, having been there. The rest, as my mom would say, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say it. But I can tell you this. Albany has its problems. There is no question about it. And those problems need to be solved. And I think that's probably true of Springfield also, which is a very good city, but probably has some major problems that need to be solved also. So I'm always suspicious of some of these lists that come out from, let's just put it this way, to avoid legal entanglements, from some of these magazines, which inevitably come up with the most unbelievable results. You know, best colleges, best this, best that. So I don't know who they talk to. But I think what happens is they go home and they talk to their kids.
To the Republican debate last night, as the Times put it, the volume was lowered, but still Ted Cruz went hard at Trump.
Well, look, Rubio got the most points for an impassioned display. But basically, the political analysts are saying, look, it's too little, too late. And while he got good marks, Rubio, for his temperament and for his attack, Trump got good marks for his command of the facts, although, as has been pointed out in the debate, not a single Republican senator has endorsed Cruz because they don't like him. And so the Democrats, it seems to me, are probably scratching their heads and saying, are we better off with a Cruz or are we better off with a Trump? My own feeling is that the Democrats are better off with Cruz because he's so far right that he'll never be able to grab that middle class in America. And Trump will. On the other hand, as it was pointed out in the debate last night, Trump only got about a third of the total primary votes. But that's not to say he wouldn't have gotten some of the other people's if they were out of it. We understand now that Dr. Carson is planning to endorse Trump. Well, that's a good number of votes there. And if you add all of those up, you know, it adds up to a lot. I mean, let's just face it. Let's just say that Pataki endorsed Trump. He'd get at least five more votes.
One of the other things coming out of the presidential campaign, and it has to do with Trump's rallies, is, as the Times puts it, riskiest political act protesting at Trump rallies. An attendee has been charged with punching a protester in the face. There's been videos on social media and other places as well of other folks facing confrontations when they go to protest a Trump rally.
Well, I heard the Trump spokesman yesterday saying, we don't even know if that person who did the punching was our person. And, of course, Mr. Trump decries violence. Nevertheless, he did, on a number of occasions, shout from the podium, get him out of here, or get them out of here. What do you think that means?
Three governors now, Alan, governors of New Hampshire, New York, and Vermont, are urging the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to review and issue new safe drinking water guidelines regarding an emerging contaminant, PFOA. We've been reporting on it. It's shown up in water systems and in private wells.
What this proves, David, is that we don't really know which water systems have problems. And so the first analysis should be that you bring in your experts and you test the water everywhere and you make sure that there aren't these contaminants. If you find them, then you got the bigger problem of paying for it. Because as we have said so many times here, some of these pipes were put in during the Civil War. They are on the roads. You got to tear up the road. You got to do the digging. You got to take the pipes out. You got to find out where the water sources are. Look, it's a mess, but it's got to be done. We can't have our kids drinking lead.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, have a great weekend, and to all our listeners.
You too, David, and you're right to all of them.